Proverbs 16 and 3 says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Turn with me now to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5. And I want to lift up verse number 7. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all your anxiety or cares on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It's from these two passages of scripture I want to preach from the subject, making the commitment. Making the commitment. Church, as we continue to address our theme for this year, committed to be established, the year of the plan, I want to address what I believe is the biggest hurdle for us to overcome, and that is our ability to make a commitment. The commitment factor is the arena that needs attention if we're going to get to the place of being established. Our foundational passage of scripture from Proverbs 16 and 3 tells us, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now, our goal is to get to the place of being established, because too often in life we have been able to reap the fruit of faith in our lives. We've not been able to reap the fruit of faith in our lives because we have been standing on shaky ground. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4 and 1, it says, sit up and take notice so you'll know how to live. This speaks to our ability to assess where we are in life. Part of that assessment process is for us to become seriously aware of the shaky ground places in our lives. For you will never be able to stabilize what you're not able to confront if you don't recognize the shaky ground in your life. So we got to take notice of those areas so that we might be able to live. Where are the shaky places in your life? Is it your inability to keep your word? Is it your inability to manage your money? Is it your inability to taper your temper? Is it your inability to manage your mouth? Is it your inability to get beyond the opinions of people? Where is the shaky ground? Job 12 and 5 tells us, those at ease have contempt for misfortune, but it is ready for those whose feet are unstable. In other words, the formula for misfortune has to do with our unwillingness to address our unstable feet in life. Until you get to the place where you have contempt, where you have a disgust, a dislike for making the same mistakes time and time again, you will continue to find yourself in the misery of misfortune. You must have contempt for failing and falling in the same trap over and over again. Now, I know some of you folk are getting ready to fill out your taxes and file your taxes. Some of you got great plans for your income tax return check, while some of us got contempt because we're going to have to send a check with our return. But unless you address the shaky ground in the area of managing money, your refund check will come and go, and you'll wonder, where did it go? I know none of us love to repeat the mistakes that lead to misfortune in our lives, but the reality is we will not stop the cycle unless we address the shaky places in our lives. And I want to suggest to you that it is the shaky ground experiences that keeps us from making commitments. When we have tried to make commitments on unstable legs, we have failed to hold true to the commitment and failed instead of addressing the shaky ground. We abandon our commitments. We have become unwilling to commit because of past failure and have become afraid of making a commitment. When it is not your commitment, it is your instability that causes misfortune to come. So life has a way of making us doubt ourselves. We doubt ourselves to the point that we use it for an excuse for not raising the bar of expectation, possibilities for our lives. When we believe what is possible for us become attainable, becomes reachable. For Jesus said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible for the one who believes. When we believe in what is possible for our lives, church, the sky is the limit. When we believe in what is possible for our lives, we can enlarge our territory. When we believe in what is possible for our lives, we can come out of the box of limitation and stand on the truth of God's word that declares, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Today, God is looking for some people, looking for some can-do people. God is looking for some people who are not confined by the low level of achievement, content with mediocrity and just getting by. He's looking for folk who are not content with underbelieving, with underhaving, with undermining, but who are ready to spread their wings and soar to new heights and new possibilities. And I wonder this morning, is there anybody up in here, who's ready to fly? Is there anybody in here who's ready to fly above your fears, fly above your past failures, fly above the yoke that hold you down, fly beyond what people say? Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid to fly. Is there anybody in here who's ready to fly by faith, knowing that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think? Whatever you ask God for, guess what? God does more than you can ask. You can't ask at a level where God can't meet it. As a matter of fact, when you ask, God goes beyond what you're asking for. That's to show you I'm God. And God alone. So, is there anybody in here ready to fly? I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, call out for passengers who have their belief boarding pass to get on this faith flight. It's about to take off today. Destination is a place called All Things Are Possible, where you can hang up your hang-ups, put down your put-downs, and lay aside every weight that kept you back. Are you ready to fly? Get away from your excuses. Get away from your skin color, your educational status, whether you're raised by two or one parent. Put aside what somebody did to you on yesterday. Put aside your job situation, your appearance, or whatever disadvantage you believe was working against you. God is ready to do a new thing in your life. All you gotta do is step on board. But just like it is in life, when we're about to take a trip, what happens is that almost automatically, our excitement is replaced with the weight of worry. When we're about to take a trip, we're all excited, then all of a sudden, we get weighed by now with worry because we begin to worry, am I leaving something behind? Or have I packed the right things? Have I packed enough? Do I have enough Benjamins in my pocket? This, my brothers and sisters, is always an area that we need to take notice in our lives in order to live, and that's our inability to let go and leave anxiousness and worry behind. You see, the commitment factor for us is often cluttered by unnecessary weight that robs us of the joy of the experience of going to the next level. We get so weighed down until we turn back around, and in some cases, we talk ourselves out of taking the trip before we even leave. Making the commitment requires that we address our shaky places, but it also requires us to get from under the weight of worry. See, brother, Brother Sal is getting ready to go to Africa, going to take a delegation. And to my surprise, he said, not many of y'all up in here have taken the trip with him to Africa because you're afraid to fly. Well, I heard somebody put it this way. You can't outrun death. If it's your time, whether in the air or on the ground, you gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. And the truth of the matter is some people can't live because they're too scared to die. I done preach right there. I ain't got to say nothing else. Yeah, you're worrying about what can happen to you as opposed to looking forward to what God is willing to do for you. Wait and worry is a weight, and the trick of the enemy is to get us to worry about what can go wrong more than we expect what can go right. When you focus on the negative, the positive will soon disappear, and you will have a negative vision because light and darkness cannot inhabit the same place. But if you ever turn on the light, If you ever stay positive, if you ever look up, how many of you know darkness got to go when the light comes on? That's why the Bible declares in John 1 and 8, the light shines in darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. Every day is an opportunity, church, to raise the level of light, what is positive and what is possible for our lives. The commitment factor needs to be fed an outlook that is looking up instead of looking down, because when you allow the weight to enter into the equation, you will become weighed down, and it takes longer to get to where you need to go if you got the weight on your shoulders. Got to look up, not look down. Because if you keep looking down, you'll get a downward mentality. Where you look down, act down, talk down, live down. And if you ain't careful, you'll become low. Y'all got it. Low down. See, you've got to look up, because that's where God is. Look up to get free from worry, resignation, and stagnation. The Bible says that when weight and worry comes, cast it to the Lord. In other words, turn it over to Jesus. You see, in order to be established, we must commit our plans to the Lord, but we also must cast our cares, our anxieties upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, cast your cares or your anxiety on the Lord because he cares for you. One translation says, because he loves you. Our anxieties are the weight of worry that seek to keep us from taking that leap of faith. Therefore, making a commitment to trust God to be established is often cast aside because we won't jump. It is said that if you want to get away from it all, don't take it all with you. I need to say that again. If you want to get away from it all, then don't take it all with you. Could it be that we carry our worries and anxieties and don't turn it over to the Lord because we are afraid what God will do in our lives? The thing we desire can also be the thing we fear. Bible tells us not to worry about anything. Philippians 4:6 tells us, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Church, we are so accustomed to packing up, but very cautious when it comes to leaving behind. The real deal when it comes down to committing something to the Lord is rooted in our ability to let go and let God. God is ready to lift us higher, but are we willing to let God? Let God be God in our lives. Whenever, whatever clouds your vision, clutters your life, clouts your conviction, you need to cast it on the Lord. Unless you cast your cares, your commitment will not last. But when you cast it off, you'll be able to move forward. You'll be able to hold fast to your word, because your commitment is your conviction to trust God and know that God is working it out for your good. But how many of you know you got to let go and let God? Edisto Fork, it's time. It's time to make a commitment. Dress your shaky ground issues. Don't give in to your worries. Then when it comes, cast it. Turn it over to the Lord. For I'm reminded of the story of two monks who were traveling down a muddy road. And in the midst of a downpour of rain, and as they turned around the bend, they met this young, beautiful woman who was unable to cross the intersection. So one monk immediately took the woman in his arms, carried her across the mud, and then put her on dry ground. And they continued on their journey to the temple. But the other monk didn't say a word until late into the night. He approached the monk that helped the woman and said, "You know, we monks are to never approach women. It is too tempting. And why did you do it?" The other monk replied, said, "Look, I left that woman back there. But why are you still carrying her?" Yeah. All right. Yes, church, what are you still carrying that you need to put behind? You need to let go. You need to put down. When you let it go and turn it over to the Lord, you'll be able to be free and to fly, free to grow, and free to press your way to go to new heights and to reach new possibilities. When you let go and quit looking behind, and quit carrying those things that weigh you down. How many of you know God will do a new thing? He'll open up new opportunities and take you places you never thought you were able to reach. God is ready to carry you if you're willing to let it go. God is willing to bless you better than you ever been blessed before. If you're willing to walk by faith and not by sight, lay your burdens down and pick up his blessed assurance. Be not dismayed, whatever tide, because God, I said, God will, yes, sir, God will, take care of you. Is there anybody in here who knows, won't the Lord take care of you? Won't the Lord make a way? Won't the Lord take you up above it all? You gotta make
a commitment. You gotta be determined. I'm going